Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Christian Zhivago. Christian with a K, Zhivago with a Z. She's the author of Roadmap to Revenue. She's the founder of Zhivago Partners. Christian, I need your website, please.
Zhivagopartners.com.
All right, so check it out. And she is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Christian, we're talking about ransomware, cybersecurity primarily, especially the ransomware thing. You've got some tips on what we can do to avoid this.
Yeah, nothing is guaranteed, but you're so much better off if you're wise to this. So one of the things to do immediately is encrypt your personal computer and have all of your employees encrypt their computers. And on Windows and Mac, that's really easy. Just Google it. It's super easy to do, and it doesn't really slow down the computer's performance. You also have to keep up to date with the upgrades, like in WordPress or whatever your upgrades are. You have, because those are usually security-based. And you never, ever, ever, as we talked about before, click on a link in an email, even if it's legit.
I want to stop, Christian, pardon me, I want to stop on the upgrade thing. Folks, every software has holes in it. And sometimes there are holes that the developers don't even know about, but the bad guys exploit. Every day that goes by, literally probably every hour, the developers of Windows and whatever other kind of program you've got are determined that there's another little peephole that the bad guys can get through, and they fix it, and they send out the updates. That's when you update your software, that's what you're doing. You're putting a new lock on your stuff. Go ahead, Christian.
Yeah, that's a good point. You have to be careful where you shop. We had a client who innocently bought some lace from Estonia, and the next thing she knew, they took some Russian guy took over her Facebook account, shut it down, shut her out of it, started running ads on her credit card. And it all happened within an hour. And fortunately, I was on top of it with an email that came through, and because we have all these things set up to tell us. And so she changed her. But it was terrible. I mean, literally locked her out of her whole Facebook account.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Facebook has a lot of bots. And the bots just look at the data, and they're not careful about saying, oh, okay, we know that wasn't you. So she got painted with that brush. So it can really have serious implications. Never use unsecured Wi-Fi networks. We all know that. We should know that. Don't use the same passwords for multiple accounts.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
On that unsecured Wi-Fi thing, some people just go nuts. They can't wait to, they don't go anywhere that they don't have Wi-Fi. You know, they don't go to Starbucks and they can sign up to Starbucks Wi-Fi, blah, blah, blah. Folks, if you can find a way, connect over mobile. Use your own mobile site. Take a hotspot with you if you don't have a, every PC I buy has a mobile modem inside. I use almost exclusively mobile connections. They're more secure, and it's mine. It's not somebody else's Wi-Fi that might not be secure. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, definitely true. Another thing is the multiple passwords. Don't use the same password.
Yep.
What you should do is get something like LastPass or Dashlane, which make those garbled passwords, and that makes it really easy.
Yep.
And definitely use two-factor authentication wherever you can, they will send you a text message or whatever before you can get into the site. And that, because we're all living online now, I mean, all of our business is conducted on the cloud, you really need to start doing that.
Right.
Obviously, you don't want your personal devices to be stolen, so you have to be careful. And one another thing you do is you set up your credit cards so that they tell you when there's a charge.
Mm-hmm.
So for all my cards, I get a little notice that says this much was charged to your card. So you know immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You just open those during the day.
American Express is really good about that. I've been breached before, and they caught it immediately and let me know. And one of the things I want to do before we wrap up is what I said earlier. Folks, if you think, well, I'm a small business. Nobody's going to come after me. So what? If they cost me $1,000, I'll pay it, whatever. The point you have to realize is if you're a B2B company, if you've got bigger customers who you interact with, even if it's just by email, they may be looking at you as the door, the back door to get somehow to get into that company, that bigger company that may be a customer of a bigger payoff that they're looking for. You could be the weak link in that chain, and you could lose your business over it. It's certainly not lose the ability to do business with that company. What do you think, Kristen? Last thoughts.
Oh, I think that's 100% correct. And that's the way it often happens with these phishing emails. They send you something that you then send out to your customers without realizing, like it's a CEO message, and then he says, you know, that send this to everybody. And so you do, and suddenly you've unknowingly infected everybody else.
And they will be able to determine where it came from, and you will be shut out from that business, ever doing business with them, and it may get around, and you could lose your business over something just like that. Hey, Kristen, I need the website one more time.
Trivago Partners. Our main thing is marketing. Just have to say that.
Yeah. But you did a good job today helping us with this. Will you come back?
Yeah, I'd love to come back.
We love having you on the show. Kristen Trivago, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget Roadmap to Revenue. That's her book. We'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.